Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Kim Zano, special guest host, and Mason Dixon sitting here. And on the phone is Adam Versiput, who is the athletic director at South Haven Public Schools. How are you, Adam?
Doing well, and you?
I'm doing well, too. Hey, I guess you're going to be on the third half hour, too. We're kind of really talking about what you guys are going through as far as, the school with kids coming in here on Monday, starting to resume resume a schedule of athletic events. And so we want to have people make sure we tune in a little bit later to talk about that, because that was a whole structured conversation. But we just kind of wanted to talk to you and just kind of have a sit-down conversation and have you tell us, what you see as far as what's happening with sports right now in South Haven.
Okay. Well, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but I guess what's happening is sports are happening, which is a big relief, because it looked for a long time like they weren't going to. But we've got some relief on that. It looks a little bit different, but it's happening, and I think that's really good for the kids. And I'm really excited for school to start. I believe you're going to be talking to Mr. Schooley and Mr. Williamson. So,
yes.
So it'll be staggered and it'll look different, but it'll be good.
Yeah. And so when we start talking about sports, when I start thinking about sports, especially in the fall, the first thing I think is football. Second I think of is a crowd, full pack stands, everybody getting hot chocolate and eating popcorn and cheerleaders on the field. And,
don't forget about the band at halftime.
And the band at halftime. We can't forget those guys. But that's what I see. Is that what's happening, or is there something entirely different should people expect?
Well, no, you're batting at about 50% there. There will be a football team. There will not be concessions. There will not be a band, but there will be cheerleaders. Based on the latest executive orders, we have had to limit spectators by quite a bit. Cheerleaders get in because they're athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And band is something different. It's a shame, because I think we all love the band. I think that adds to the atmosphere. And a lot of times football games are really community events. They're not even necessarily athletic competitions. I mean, they are, so that part is a shame. It's the atmosphere is going to be different, smaller crowds, no band.
How do you choose your smaller crowd?
Well, we don't have to. I'm glad I don't have to do that. The executive order says that we get two guests per participant. So each coach and athlete will receive two tickets, and they can choose who they want to let in.
Okay. And so that, how many kids are on the football team?
I think we're dressing 26 tomorrow.
Okay. So you're looking at 42 people in the give or take in the stands.
Doesn't that remind you of the Brady Bunch? Sorry, I just got excited. Do you remember that episode of the Brady Bunch where Cindy could only bring two, she could only bring one guest for play, but she had a new daddy, but she wanted her mama to see it, and they had to do the whole play for the whole Brady Bunch family. Are you guys going to play the football game again if you run into that situation?
I think we're going to play regardless.
Okay. I don't really actually remember the episode, Mason, but I do remember an episode where Marcia gets hit in the face with a football.
There, that's a good tie-in. Yeah. That way to bring it back to sports.
There you
right
go.
Now.
So, hey, Kim, do you have, I don't know if you're athletically inclined or you watch sports or anything like that, but you have any questions that one might want to know from the outside, from an athletic director of a high school or from a public school system?
Absolutely. I was wondering how the kids are doing. I think this year has been a challenge academically. I wonder about as far as physically, sports and things are not in the regular training programs that I think they used to be. How are they doing?
Are they ready?
Are they ready? Football-wise, we'll see tomorrow. We'll see Friday.
We'll see Friday.
I think it's just different. We haven't really been able to utilize the weight room for months. And we were able to get them in starting in June, not in, but onto our fields and do some training and things. But, as far as how they're doing just as a whole, mm-hmm. I think they're doing all right. The last couple of months have been hard on everybody, which is kind of circling back why I'm really glad to get them back into school. There's some kids I haven't seen in a long, long time.
Well, and from what I remember with high school football is, even before we started practices, groups of us would get together and run and, throw the ball around, kick and do all those things and play little games on the beach. We'd play tackle, of course. Maybe we shouldn't have been when you start looking looking at going into a, you know, high school football season, but have they been able to do that or even have any kind of organized get-togethers at all, you know, during the you can't play times?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody was pretty much all home in March and April. The MHSA started opening some doors in June. I think it was late June, early July that we started bringing in some small groups, and that was just as much just get everybody back on their feet and, you know, get them out from in front of the TV. And so we've kind of been working our way back to sports. I know coaching staffs have been meeting with their kids in July and up into August, so there's been a little bit, not you know, like there normally would be for summer programming, but a little bit.
Are you playing a full schedule? Like, you know, the Big Ten has gone to just an 8-game schedule. Are you guys doing a full schedule?
No, we're starting week four. Okay. So it's a six game schedule this year.
And when you say we start at week four, you're just those first three games are just cut off, not happening, yep. And everything's factored from there.
They are gone. Yeah, everybody's starting week four. I have heard of a couple of conferences that are reshuffling things, but I just picked up our schedule on week four. And, you know, we're just happy to be playing, so that's fine.
Of course, I got even people calling me. Hey, Casey.
Hey, no, it's Moni.
I am actually recording a show and I hit the wrong button. I have to call you back.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Bye. And of course, I hit the wrong button.
I cut him off.
So I'm going to have to pull him back up. You know, I mean, I don't get one phone call for an entire week, and all
he's
of a sudden we start doing this, and I get
decline. Or he could have done a whole bunch of stuff, but he said,
I never understand
the answer button.
There's two. Hey, me not knowing how to run my phone got us cut off there.
No worries.
You know, it's kind of funny, Adam. I was just saying how, you know, I probably in 3 days haven't had one phone call or one text, and we get to doing our recording session, and I've had probably like 14 texts and three different phone calls all within about 5 minutes of starting this. It's been kind of crazy.
Yeah, Murphy's Law.
So I guess with that being said, we're still kind of at our kind of coming to our time. We got about a minute left or so.
I wanted to ask him about the indoor. Well, you got other sports besides football, and what about the other sports, including volleyball, which they usually play indoors. Are they playing out on the beach, or what are they doing?
Well, you know what? They were for a while. They're practicing out on the beach. Now we're indoors. Volleyball teams played a couple of times. Other sports, soccer's had a really good season. Right now, soccer, I believe, is 4-0 after last night. Mm-hmm. Swim, you know, we have a couple of exceptional swimmers. They haven't started competing yet, but, you know, Ellie Frost in particular was a state champion, and she'll be vying for it again this year. So if you can get to the pool, well, I don't know. If you're lucky enough to be one of those two guests, that would be something to see. I'm glad you brought that up, because there's plenty of other sports out there.
And as I jump into my time machine and tell you that in the third half hour, we talk about this, because the rules, you said, are the same for outdoor as they indoor. They can invite two people, and that's all they get, whether it's an indoor or outdoor event.
That is correct. So it doesn't do me much good to publicize my events, because you can't really come anyway.
There you go. Well, maybe there's some room someday to live stream those and put a camera out and just get those, so at least those at home can catch up and stay in tune to what's happening.
Maybe
with South
we
Haven.
Could be the announcers on stuff that you normally don't broadcast. We could be like broadcasting them.
That would be another probably freebie that we.
No, we got to ask a lot of money for it.
We don't do that with school systems.
It's our community service.
Yeah, I think we're falling off the rails. But Adam, I appreciate your time and I appreciate you talking to us, and you've been great.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care, and we will be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Waiting for a score. I'm so tired of it. The same old shit.
Hi, I'm Dale Robbie, and I'd like to take the opportunity to invite you to listen to the Dale Robbie Band. Join guitar virtuoso James Schneider, harmonica legend Danny Donuts, harmonica newcomer Mason Dixon, and with the spoons and washboard, and Kevin Turner from Trixie Tang. All vocals, drums, percussion, and keyboards by me, Dale Robbie. Every song is written by my good friend Rob Bird.
The black crow flies away.
Recorded and mastered by Rob at the Country Paradise Studios, the debut album, The Black Crow Flies Away, has a little of everything. Blues, rock and roll, an Americana tradition all wrapped into one album. In my life I made fun of a million country songs, but now I'll take time to write one for you. The Crossroads of Tomorrow takes a look at the darker side of the world and is a bit heavier than The Black Crow Flies Away. The Crossroads of Tomorrow, looking back at yesterday, a search for a new future, not sure which way. Stream both of these and any new music put out by the Dale Robbie Band on Spotify or anywhere else you like to stream music. I wrote three songs before noon today. It's something I do when I'm alone. If you are so inclined to purchase one of these albums or both, a great place to find them is on Amazon Music or iTunes. A purchase goes a long way in defeating an almost starving musician. Feel free to put on Spotify and hit repeat. Sends me pennies to my account. From me, Dale Robbie, and the rest of the band, check out the Dale Robbie Band and have an awesome life and make music every day. Since I've seen